Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice to have you in the house here at RM World Travel this weekend. This segment of the program is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or business called simplysafe.com/travel. Simply spelled with an I, by the way. You've heard us talking about this company for years, and we're proud to have helped them transform into the fastest growing home and small business security company in the nation, protecting more than 2 million people. We like the product because it's prepared for anything that gets thrown at it. If a storm takes out your power, it's ready. Should an intruder cut your phone line, no problem. If they destroy your keypad or siren, SimplySafe.com Travel will still get you the help you need. Maybe that's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst-case scenario, but that's what makes this security system so great. It's always ready, and it has your back. You may think it costs an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. Instead, SimplySafe.com/travel charges you what's fair. And 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. We like that there are no contracts, no hidden fees. Get yours today at SimplySafe.com/travel or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. This is my next guest is part of our what we call the Right Stuff segment. She has a new book out. Her name is Geraldine DeReuter, and she is, I think, what we might call an accidental tourist, so I'll let her quibble with that in a moment. The book is called All Over the Place, Adventures in Travel, True Love, and Petty Theft. Geraldine, nice to have you on the show.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And I gather you are sort of an accidental tourist. You didn't grow up to be a travel writer, did you?
Oh, no, not at all. The thing that I usually tell people is I am the person on the planet least qualified to travel. I have no sense of direction. I don't fit in places well. I'm constantly making cultural faux pas. Yeah, I'm not cut out for it at all, but I ended up doing it.
Well, and how did you end up doing it?
So I sort of fell into it. So I had been a copywriter at a toy and game company, and
Where was that, Geraldine?
I'm based in Seattle.
Okay.
And I was kind of unusual in the fact that I really enjoyed my work. And I was laid off, and I was actually notified of my layoff via email while I was on vacation in Italy. And at the time, I didn't travel that much, so this was sort of an unusual trip.
Hey, you could be Secretary of State by those standards. Okay, you were laid off while I'm traveling in Italy. That's not right by email.
So I returned home, and I had no idea what I was going to do. And at the time, my husband had been traveling a lot for his work. And he said, well, you know, you are a copywriter. Why don't you freelance and travel a little bit with me? And I said, all right. And I thought, well, I'll do that for, you know, a couple weeks or maybe a couple months. And I started doing that, and I kind of created this travel blog just as kind of to have an online portfolio of my work. But what happened is the few weeks of travel turned into a few years of travel, and this blog, which was supposed to serve as this online portfolio for me to get freelance gigs, started to take on a life of its own and became a job in and of itself. So I kind of just fell into it.
And when you started traveling more and more, was it still because you were traveling with your husband, or because you just started branching out on your own and traveling?
Oh, no, I do not branch out on my own. I can't emphasize how bad I am at travel. Like, I could not go anywhere by myself. Like, it is dangerous. I get lost in my own neighborhood. I will show up to friends' houses late, and they're like, you've been here a million times. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know where you live. Sorry.
You're not just an accidental traveler. You're a terrible traveler.
I am so bad at it, but I think that there's something great about that, because the thing that I tell people is if I can do it, anyone can do it. I mean, like, I'm really, really bad at it. So
you're the first travel.
I've lowered the bar, you guys. Really,
you are the first person to write a travel book we've had on the show who has said, I'm really bad at traveling.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
apparently you're good at noticing things and writing about it. I'm talking with Geraldine DeReuter. She is apparently a reluctant author of a travel book who began traveling by accident and has written a book called All Over the Place, Adventures in Travel, True Love and Petty Theft. We'll get to petty theft in a moment. but you are good at observation. And you're good at writing. Laura Graham, who stars in Gilmore Girls, said your voice is funny, witty, and warm, and your stories sparkle. Well, there you go.
Yeah, surprising. That kind of became what motivated me. You know, I was like, well, I wanted to write, and I thought, well, I'm not good at traveling, but that is what I'm doing. So what stories do I have to tell people? And I thought, you know, what if I'm just very honest and very transparent about this, and I tell people about all the mishaps that happen? So that's what I started to do on the blog, and I think that people related to that, and I think they felt a lot less intimidated by it, because I think a lot of travel writers out there, man, they make it look really easy, and they make it look really, really good, and I don't do that. I'm going to make you feel great about yourself as long as you get to the airport on time. So that was kind of my perspective, and that was something that I knew that I could write effectively about. You know, I couldn't write about budget travel. I couldn't write about how not to get pickpocketed, but I could write about how to travel terribly and still survive it.
All right. You've got to explain petty theft in the title of your book.
So on occasion, and I promise I don't do it that often, but if I am at an establishment where I have received terrible service, and I realize there is no other way for me to feel like the ground has been even, you know, to not feel like I've been ripped off, I might take something, just something small as a souvenir to say, hey, you know, you overcharged me ridiculously for this meal, and so I'm taking your napkin dispenser or
Wait a minute, Geraldine, do you think anybody ever notices it?
For me to feel better, I would have to think that they do.
Okay,
but
you
feel
better.
But I know that they don't. I know right. they don't.
Right. But you feel better. That's the important stuff.
That is it. That is it. And I try and take things that are inconsequential. You know, no one else is going to notice. But when people see, you know, a napkin dispenser, like, sitting on my mantle, and they ask about it, I'm like, wow, it's a great story. Sit down. I'll tell you about it. So.
And how long have you been traveling so badly?
I have been traveling for about, it's almost been 10 years. I actually just passed the 10-year anniversary of me getting laid off.
And no trips on your own ever?
No, occasionally I do take trips on my own, and they are disastrous. I assure you, they are even worse than when I go with my husband. They are terrible. Like, everything that can go wrong will.
You got a worse story, a worse going wrong story from the 2 minutes we have left?
I mean, I almost, on my last trip on my own, I almost was not let on my flight because I didn't realize that the suitcase that I had taken, because I just grabbed, you know, we have a lot of suitcases, I just grabbed the first one out of the closet, I didn't realize it was a smart bag. And for those who are listening, smart bags are suitcases that have batteries in them so you can charge your laptops. Now, these are allowed by the FAA, and there is not a federal restriction on them, but the airline that I was on happened to have a restriction on smart bags, and so I was about to board, and they told me that I couldn't get on, and I was completely confused as to why, and they explained to me that I couldn't take my bag. So I repacked everything into my carry-on, so I have this carry-on that's overflowing, and I said, that's fine, you can throw out this suitcase, like, just let me get on this flight, I really need to get on it, and they still were refusing to let me on the flight because they said I needed to go out past security and dispose of my bag because it was now.
Oh, Geraldine, if you just listen to this radio show, you'd know that those things aren't allowed on a lot of airlines now. You know,
but that's something that good travelers do, and I've already established I am not good at this.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Well, do you enjoy traveling badly?
Do I enjoy traveling badly? Well, there's no other alternative, you know?
But do you enjoy traveling, then? Maybe that's the way to put it.
I enjoy new experiences, and I enjoy meeting new people and getting a new perspective and seeing new things. I think there's something wonderful about that.
And what would your husband say to me right now if he were on the air in the next 20 seconds? What would he say when I say, how's your wife at traveling?
He would probably say she has no sense of direction, but she persists nevertheless. So, you know, that's what people need to do.
Sounds like a description of my life.
You know, don't let your tendency to travel terribly stop you from traveling. That's what I would tell people. I hope that there's like a great moral in all of this, which is, you know, even if you're bad at something, that shouldn't stop you from doing it. Oh,
all right. That's the takeaway from Geraldine de Ruyter, author of All Over the Place, Adventures in Travel, True Love and Petty Theft. You can get it on Amazon beginning May 2nd or right now. Geraldine, thanks for sitting in for our Right Stuff segment.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.